The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Hey, it's just 2 weeks until Lent. Start thinking and praying about how you're going to observe the holy season. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Wednesday, February 16th, 2022, Wednesday of the sixth week in Ordinary Time. In the Missal, it's liturgical year C, cycle 2. Wednesday is a day to pray the glorious mysteries. And our saint today is Saint Onesimus, mentioned in St. Paul's letter to Philemon as Philemon's slave who ran away. Paul met Onesimus while the former was in a Roman prison, and Paul baptized Onesimus and came to consider him his own son. Paul sent Onesimus back to Philemon with the epistle, asking Philemon to accept him no longer as a slave, but more than a slave, a brother. In Paul's letter to the Colossians, Onesimus is mentioned again as accompanying Tychicus, the bearer of the letter. Saint Onesimus died in about the year 68 AD. Saint Onesimus, pray for us. Let's offer this day to the Lord. Dear Lord, I do not know what will happen to me today. I only know that nothing will happen that was not foreseen by you and directed to my greater good from all eternity. I adore your holy and unfathomable plans and submit to them with all my heart for love of you, the Pope, and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Amen. And with Pope Francis, we pray for religious sisters and consecrated women, thanking them for their mission and their courage. May they continue to find new responses to the challenges of our times. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask you for pardon for my sins and grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Mother Immaculate, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. Today we read in the Gospel that when you and your disciples arrived at Bethsaida, people brought you a blind man, begging you to touch him. How interesting. On other occasions, people asked you to heal them. But today, people seemed to be not just asking for the miracle, but also suggesting you the way you could perform it. They asked you to touch him. I guess that people had seen so many of your miracles that they seemed to know what action is best for the occasion. They had seen you, Jesus, cast out demons by commanding them with your voice. They had seen you heal a deaf person by touching his ears. They had seen the bleeding woman healed by just touching the fringe of your mantle. They had seen you heal the servant of that official from a distance, just by saying, "Go home, your servant is now well." They maybe knew that you took a dead girl by the hand and she came back to life. Some may have heard the story of Bartimaeus. He asked you, "Jesus, I want to see again." And you said, "Your faith has saved you." And he recovered his sight. They surely knew the story of those two blind men who came shouting after you, "Jesus, to have pity on them." And you asked them, "Do you believe I can do this?" They replied, "Yes, Lord." Then you touched their eyes and said, "According to your faith, let it be done to you." And their sight was restored. So it seems very reasonable that they came to ask you, Jesus, to heal the blind man in the same way you had healed blind men before. Just do the same and this guy will see. Touch and go, right? But I want to think that the blind man had total faith in you, Jesus. All he wanted was to see again, and he didn't really care how you, Jesus, chose to do it. People, however, had their own expectations. They expected you, Jesus, to touch the blind man so he could recover his sight. But then things started to take a different turn. First of all, you, Jesus, took the blind man by the hand. You touched him, and nothing happened.
Hold on, what? You sure?
Yeah. Look, the Gospel says that Jesus took the blind man by the hand and led him outside the village.
Well, that's weird. When he touched the other blind men, they recovered their sight.
So maybe some people were thinking,
is it really Jesus? He's touching the blind man, and he's as blind as he was before.
Some others looked at each other, confused.
Why is he taking the blind man out of the village?
And the question that was in everyone's mind about you, Jesus,
why doesn't Jesus cure this blind man? Has he lost his powers? Is the blind man a sinner, and that's why Jesus won't heal him?
The people were asking each other,
what's the problem?
Well, we don't know. He's not healing the blind man. Maybe some Pharisees took advantage of the moment to sow distrust.
Well, maybe Jesus can't heal the blind man after all, and all his miracles were a hoax. Yeah.
But the blind man was happy. He was being led by the hand of Jesus. Yes, he couldn't see yet, but Jesus was guiding him. I can imagine the scene. You, Jesus, leading the blind man with affection. The man knew you were going to do something. He didn't know what, and he didn't really care. He was holding your hand. But then, once you are outside the village, people see something even more bizarre. We read that you, Jesus, put spittle on his eyes.
What?
I'm sorry, but I mean, we haven't seen or even imagined this before.
Jesus, what are you doing?
People from the back asking those at the front,
what's Jesus doing?
Well, you don't really want to know.
You see, my question is, why didn't you, Jesus, perform the miracle the easy way? Why didn't you just touch the man, heal him and go? Why did you bring the man out of the village? And why the whole spittle thing? But the blind man didn't really care. All he wanted was to see. He didn't mind how you, Jesus, were going to do it. So then you laid your hands on the man, and it seemed that the time for the miracle had arrived at last. You, Jesus, asked him, do you see anything? Looking up, the man replied,
I see people looking like trees and walking.
Now people were confused again.
Sorry, what was going on?
From the back of the crowd, some people asking,
hey mate, did Jesus heal the man or what?
Well, actually, not totally, really.
Yeah. Apparently, the guy can see now, but not much.
What?
Yeah, he can see just a bit. I mean, the man sees more than before, that's for sure. But he still can distinguish men from trees.
Well, I don't know what people thought, but I'm sure that the blind man still trusted you, Jesus. For all he wanted was to see. He didn't mind how you, Jesus, were going to make that happen. So then, you laid hands on the man's eyes a second time. And then, at last, we read, he saw clearly. His sight was restored, and he could see everything distinctly. So he was right. All he needed was to put himself in your hands, Jesus, and let you do it your way. You see, the crowd thought they knew the best way to heal the man, by touching him. But there was a better way. Your way, Jesus. Your way is way better than any other way. So let's remember the lesson. When we pray, it is just put our intentions in your hands, Jesus, and let you choose what to do, how to do it, and when to do it. Lest we find ourselves asking God to do our own will instead of doing God's will. You know, like praying, my will be done on earth as it is in heaven, instead of saying, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Mary, my Mother Immaculate, help me to pray like you, without giving Jesus instructions or advice, for he knows well what to do and how to do it, like that day at the wedding of Cana. You didn't ask Jesus what you wanted him to do. You just put the problem in his hands. They have no wine. And Jesus did the rest. So let's do just that. Let's put our intentions in his hands, and he will do the rest. I give you thanks, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations that you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask you for help to put them into effect. My Mother Immaculate, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
You'll find more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. It's 15 minutes past the hour on Daybreak. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app for Wednesday, February 16th, 2022. I'm Paul Sadek. We join the whole church in prayer now. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in the Invitatory Psalm and the Office of Readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Cry out with joy to the Lord of the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness.
Cry out with joy to the Lord of the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness.
Come, let us sing to the Lord, and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving, and sing joyful songs to the Lord.
Cry out with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness.
The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hand.
Cry out with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness.
Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are his people, the flock he shepherds.
Cry out with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness.
Today listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works.
Cry out with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness.
40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest.
Cry out with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Cry out with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness.
We groan in pain as we await the redemption of our bodies.
We groan in pain as we await the redemption of our bodies.
I said, I will be watchful of my ways, for fear I should sin with my tongue. I will put a curb on my lips when the wicked man stands before me. I was dumb, silent, and still. His prosperity stirred my grief. My heart was burning within me. At the thought of it, the fire blazed up and my tongue burst into speech. O Lord, you have shown me my end. How short is the length of my days. Now I know how fleeting is my life. You have given me a short span of days. My life is as nothing in your sight. A mere breath. The man who stood so firm. A mere shadow, the man passing by. A mere breath, the riches he hoards, not knowing who will have them.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
We groan in pain as we await the redemption of our bodies.
Hear and answer my prayer, O Lord. Let me not weep in vain.
Hear and answer my prayer, O Lord.
Let me not weep in vain.
And now, Lord, what is there to wait for? In you rests all my hope. Set me free from all my sins. Do not make me the taunt of the fool. I was silent, not opening my lips, because this was all your doing. Take away your scourge from me. I am crushed by the blows of your hand. You punish man's sin and correct him. Like the moth, you devour all he treasures. Mortal man is no more than a breath. O Lord, hear my prayer. O Lord, turn your ear to my cry. Do not be deaf to my tears. In your house I am a passing guest, a pilgrim, like all my fathers. Look away that I may breathe again before I depart to be no more.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Through your Son you taught us, Father, not to be fearful of tomorrow, but to commit our lives to your care. Do not withhold your Spirit from us, but help us find a life of peace after these days of trouble.
Hear and answer my prayer, O Lord.
Let me not weep in vain.
I have put all my trust in God's never-failing mercy.
I have put all my trust in God's never-failing mercy.
Why do you boast of your wickedness, you champion of evil, planning ruin all day long, your tongue like a sharpened razor, you master of deceit? You love evil more than good, lies more than truth. You love the destructive word, you tongue of deceit. For this, God will destroy you and remove you forever. He will snatch you from your tent and uproot you from the land of the living. The just shall see and fear. They shall laugh and say, "So this is the man who refused to take God as his stronghold, but trusted in the greatness of his wealth and grew powerful by his crimes." But I am like a growing olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the goodness of God forever and ever. I will thank you forevermore, for this is your doing. I will proclaim that your name is good in the presence of your friends.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Father, you cut down the unfruitful branch for burning and prune the fertile to make it bear more fruit. Make us grow like laden olive trees in your domain, firmly rooted in the power and mercy of your Son, so that you may gather from us fruit worthy of eternal life.
I have put all my trust in God's never-failing mercy.
I put my trust in the word of the Lord.
All my hope is in Him.
From the book of Proverbs. Wisdom has built her house. She has set up her seven columns. She has dressed her meat, mixed her wine. Yes, she has spread her table. She has set out her maidens. She calls from the heights out over the city. Let whoever is simple turn in here. To him who lacks understanding, I say, come, eat of my food and drink of the wine I have mixed. Forsake foolishness that you may live. Advance in the way of understanding. For by me your days will be multiplied and the years of your life increased. He who corrects an arrogant man earns insult, and he who reproves a wicked man incurs opprobrium. Reprove not an arrogant man, lest he hate you. Reprove a wise man, and he will love you. Instruct a wise man, and he becomes still wiser. Teach a just man, and he advances in learning. The beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. If you are wise, it is to your own advantage, and if you are arrogant, you alone shall bear it. The woman Folly is fickle. She is inane and knows nothing. She sits at the door of her house upon a seat on the city heights, calling to passerbys as they go on their straight way. Let whoever is simple turn in here or lacks understanding, for to him I say, stolen water is sweet and bread begotten secretly is pleasing. Little he knows that the shades are there, that in the depths of the netherworld are her guests. The word of the Lord. A man once prepared a great banquet and sent his servants out to tell the guests,
come, all is ready.
Come, eat my bread and drink the wine which I have mixed for you.
Come, all is ready.
From a commentary on the book of Proverbs by Procopius of Gaza, Bishop. Wisdom has built herself a house. God the Father's power, himself a person, has fashioned as his dwelling place the whole world in which he lives by his activity, and also man, who created to resemble God's own image and likeness, has a nature which is partly seen and partly hidden from our eyes.
and she has set up seven pillars. To man, who was made in the image of likeness of Christ when the rest of creation was completed, wisdom gave the seven gifts of the Spirit to enable him to believe in Christ and to keep his commandments. By means of these gifts, the spiritual man grows and develops until, through firm faith and the supernatural graces he receives, he finally reaches maturity. Knowledge stimulates virtue, and virtue reflects knowledge. The fear of the Lord, understanding, and knowledge give the true orientation to his natural wisdom. Power makes him eager to seek understanding of the will of God as revealed in the laws by which the entire creation is governed. Counsel distinguishes these most sacred and eternal laws of God from anything opposed to them, for these laws are meant for man to ponder, to proclaim, and to fulfill. Insight disposes man to embrace these expressions of God's will and to reject whatever contravenes them. She has mingled her wine in a bowl and spread her table. Because the Word of God has mingled in man as in a bowl, a spiritual and a physical nature, and has given him a knowledge both of creation and of himself as the Creator, it is natural for the things of God to have on man's mind the inebriating effect of wine. Christ himself, the bread from heaven, is his nourishment, enabling him to grow in virtue. And it is Christ who quenches his thirst and gladdens him with his teaching. For all who desire to share in it, he has prepared this rich banquet, the spiritual feast. She has sent forth her servants with a sublime message that all are to come to the bowl and drink. Christ has sent forth his apostles, the servants of his divine will, to proclaim the message of the gospel, which, since it is spiritual, transcends both the natural and the written law. By this, he calls us to himself, in whom, as in a bowl, there was brought about by the mystery of the incarnation a marvelous mingling of the divine and human natures, although each still remains distinct. And through the apostles, he cries out, "Is anyone foolish? Let him turn to me." If anyone is so foolish as to think in his heart that there is no God, let him renounce his disbelief and turn to me by faith. Let him know that I am the maker of all things and their Lord. And to those who lack wisdom, he says, "Come, eat my bread and drink the wine that I have prepared for you." To those who still lack the works of faith and the higher knowledge which inspires them, he says, "Come, eat my body, the bread that is the nourishment of virtue, and drink my blood, the wine that cheers you with the joy of true knowledge and makes you divine. For in a wonderful way, I have mingled my divinity with my blood for your salvation."
Wisdom has built herself a house. She has set up seven pillars.
She has prepared her wine and spread her table.
Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood lives in me, and I in him, says the Lord.
She has prepared her wine and spread her table.
Let us pray. O God, who teach us that you abide in hearts that are just and true, grant that we may be so fashioned by your grace as to become a dwelling place pleasing to you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
25 minutes before the hour, we'll take a look at today's gospel in just a few minutes, along with In Conversation with God and Morning Prayer. It's coming up on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Welcome back to Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app for Wednesday of the sixth week in Ordinary Time. I'm Paul Sadek. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, an interesting account of a healing. It takes Jesus a couple of tries to accomplish it, but he gets the job done. From the eighth chapter of the Gospel of Mark.
And they came to Bethsaida. Some people brought to him a blind man and begged him to touch him. Jesus took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the village. And when he had spit on his eyes and laid his hands upon him, he asked him,
"Do you see anything?"
"I see men, but they look like trees walking."
Then again, Jesus laid his hands upon his eyes, and he looked intently and was restored and saw everything clearly. Jesus sent him away to his home.
"Do not even enter the village."
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. You'll find all of the daily Mass readings on the Relevant Radio app. Well, you've heard it said that we are in the world, but we should not be of the world. Well, that isn't always easy. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 3, Ordinary Time. The Christian has to use the necessary means to protect himself from the huge wave of sensuality and consumerism that seems in our day to be inundating everyone and everything in its path. We are not afraid of the world, for it was in it we received our initial calling to holiness. We cannot run away because God wants us to be a source of ferment and to have the effect of leaven on our contemporaries. We Christians are an intravenous injection into the bloodstream of society. To be in the midst of the world is not, however, to be frivolous and worldly. "I do not pray that thou shouldst take them out of the world," Jesus said to the Father, "but that thou shouldst keep them from the evil one." We have to be on guard with a real life of prayer. We should remember that small mortifications and big ones, when they come along or God asks for them, will always keep us alert, just as the soldier takes care not to be overcome by sleep because so much depends on his watchfulness. The apostles warned the converts to the faith to live the doctrine and moral teaching of Christ in a pagan atmosphere rather similar to that of our own times. If anyone were to fail to struggle with determination, he would be swept away by our environment's climate of materialism and permissiveness. The widespread toleration of modern lifestyles and a popular approval of standards clearly opposed to the moral demands of the Christian faith and of the natural law are now commonplace, even in countries with a long and deep-seated Christian tradition. The propagators of the new paganism have found an effective ally in the entertainment industry. The influence wielded by the mass media on the opinions of the millions they reach is a vast one. In recent years, there has been an ever-increasing proliferation of media productions which, for all sorts of different reasons, or for no apparent reason at all, encourage a debasement of taste and an escalating concupiscence that leads to many internal and external sins against chastity. A soul living in that kind of sensual atmosphere would find it not only difficult but impossible to follow Christ closely and perhaps even from afar. The indecency and impurity underlying much productions is often accompanied by an attempt to ridicule religion and the holy truths of Christianity. They make a deliberate exhibition of irreligiosity and atheism, thinking nothing of using obscene and blasphemous language and displaying attitudes of contemptuous irreverence to whatever is sacred. In their preaching, the fathers of the church used hard words to deter the first Christians from attending immoral entertainments and shows. Those faithful Christians knew how to do without means of recreation that sat ill with their zeal for holiness or could lead their souls into danger. They avoided such things with ease, since it was obviously what the new ideals they had found required of them when they met Christ. Not infrequently, as a result, the pagans would become aware of the conversion of a friend, a relative, or a neighbor because he had stopped attending those shows that did not conform or were openly opposed to the discriminating conscience of a person who has found his life in Christ. Does anything similar happen to us? Do we give up entertainments or going into atmospheres that are unbecoming to a Christian? Do we protect the faith and holy purity of our children, our younger brothers and sisters, when, for example, there is an unsuitable television program? Let us ask God for a really Christian sensitivity of conscience that will enable us to turn away firmly, unhesitatingly from anything that would separate us from Him or diminish our zeal to follow Him. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. And so we pray. We join the whole church as we're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
God, all your ways are holy. What God can compare with our God?
O God, all your ways are holy.
What God can compare with our God?
I cry aloud to God. Cry aloud to God that He may hear me.
In the day of my distress, I sought the Lord. My hands were raised at night without ceasing. My soul refused to be consoled. I remembered my God, and I groaned. I pondered, and my spirit fainted.
You withheld sleep from my eyes. I was troubled. I could not speak. I thought of the days of long ago, and I remembered the years long past. At night I mused within my heart. I pondered, and my spirit questioned.
Will the Lord reject us forever? Will He show us His favor no more? Has His love vanished forever? Has His promise come to an end? Does God forget His mercy or in anger withhold His compassion?
I said, "This is what causes my grief, that the way of the Most High has changed. I remember the deeds of the Lord. I remember your wonders of old. I muse on all your works and ponder your mighty deeds."
Your ways, O God, are holy. What God is as great as our God? You are the God who works wonders. You showed your power among the peoples. Your strong arm redeemed your people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph.
The waters saw you, O God. The waters saw you and trembled. The depths were moved with terror. The clouds poured down rain. The skies sent forth their voice. Your arrows flashed to and fro.
Your thunder rolled around the sky. Your flashes lighted up the world. The earth was moved and trembled when your way led through the sea. Your path through the mighty waters, and no one saw your footprints.
You guided your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Father, you established your ancient covenant by signs and wonders. But more wondrously, you confirmed the new one through the sacrifice of your Son. Guide your church through the pathways of life that we may be led to the land of promise and celebrate your name with lasting praise.
All your ways are holy. What God can compare with our God?
My heart leaps up with joy to the Lord, for he humbles only to exalt us.
My heart leaps up with joy to the Lord, for he humbles only to exalt us. My heart exalts in the Lord. My horn is exalted in my God.
I have swallowed up my enemies. I rejoice in my victory. There is no holy one like the Lord. There is no rock like our God.
Speak boastfully no longer, nor let arrogance issue from your mouths. For an all-knowing God is the Lord, a God who judges deeds.
The bows of the mighty are broken, while the tottering gird on strength. The well-fed hire themselves out for bread, while the hungry batten on spoil. The barren wife bears seven sons, while the mother of many languishes.
The Lord puts to death and gives life. He casts down to the nether world. He raises up again. The Lord makes poor and makes rich. He humbles. He also exalts.
He raises the needy from the dust. From the ash heap, he lifts up the poor, to seat them with nobles and make a glorious throne their heritage.
For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he has set the world upon them. He will guard the footsteps of his faithful ones, but the wicked shall perish in the darkness. For not by strength does man prevail. The Lord's foes shall be shattered.
The Most High in heaven thunders. The Lord judges the ends of the earth. Now may he give strength to his king and exalt the horn of his anointed.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
My heart leaps up with joy to the Lord, for he humbles only to exalt us.
The Lord is King, let the earth rejoice.
The Lord is King, let the earth rejoice.
The Lord is King, let earth rejoice. Let all the coastlands be glad. Cloud and darkness are his raiment, his throne, justice and right.
A fire prepares his path. It burns up his foes on every side. His lightnings light up the world. The earth trembles at the sight.
The mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth. The skies proclaim his justice. All people see his glory.
Let those who serve idols be ashamed, those who boast of their worthless gods. All you spirits worship him.
Zion hears and is glad. The people of Judah rejoice because of your judgments, O Lord.
For you indeed are the Lord, most high above all the earth, exalted far above all spirits.
The Lord loves those who hate evil. He guards the souls of his saints. He sets them free from the wicked.
Light shines forth for the just, and joy for the upright of heart. Rejoice, you just in the Lord. Give glory to his holy name.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let us pray. Father, you clothe the sky with light and the depths of the ocean with darkness. Among the sons of men you work wonders and rain terror upon the enemy. Look upon your servants. Do not try us by fire, but bring us rejoicing to the shelter of your home. The Lord is King. Let the earth rejoice. A reading from the letter to the Romans. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Trial or distress? Or persecution? Or hunger or nakedness? Or danger or the sword? Yet in all this we are more than conquerors because of him who has loved us. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I will bless the Lord all my life long.
I will bless the Lord all my life long.
With a song of praise ever on my lips. All my life long. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
I will bless the Lord all my life long.
Let us serve the Lord in holiness all the days of our life.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us serve the Lord in holiness all the days of our life.
Let us pray. Blessed be God, our Savior, who promised to remain with his church all days until the end of the world. Let us give him thanks and call out, remain with us, Lord.
Remain with us, Lord.
Remain with us the whole day, Lord.
Let your grace be a sun that never sets.
Remain with us, Lord.
We dedicate this day to you as an offering.
Do not let us offer anything that is evil.
Remain with us, Lord.
May your gift of light pervade this whole day.
That we may be the salt of the earth and the light of the world.
Remain with us, Lord.
May the love of your Holy Spirit direct our hearts and our lips.
And may we always act in accordance with your will.
Remain with us, Lord.
With the longing for the coming of God's kingdom, let us offer our prayer to the Father.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil.
Lord, as a new day dawns, send the radiance of your light to shine in our hearts. Make us true to your teaching. Keep us free from error and sin. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Wednesday is here. All you have to do is make it holy. Morning Air is coming up in just a few minutes with John and Glenn. Patrick Madrid after a bit. I'm Paul Sadek. Let's get together again tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the Relevant Radio app. You go out and make this a great day and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.